There is not so much evidence to prove intercommunication between the so-called dead and the living as there is to show the sick that matter suffers and has sensation. Yet this latter evidence is destroyed by mind science. If spiritualists understood the science of being, their belief in mediumship would vanish. At the very best, and on its own theories, spiritualism can only prove that certain individuals have a continued existence after death and maintain their affiliation with mortal flesh. But this fact affords no certainty of everlasting life. A man's assertion that he is immortal no more proves him to be so than the opposite assertion that he is mortal would prove immortality a lie. Nor is the case improved when alleged spirits teach immortality. Life, love, truth is the only proof of immortality. Man in the likeness of God, as revealed in science, cannot help being immortal. Though the grass seemeth to wither and the flower to fade, they reappear. Erase the figures which express number, silence the tones of music, give to the worms the body called man, and yet the producing, governing, divine principle lives on, in the case of man as truly as in the case of numbers and of music, despite the so-called laws of matter which define man as mortal. Though the inharmony resulting from material sense hides the harmony of science, inharmony cannot destroy the divine principle of science. In science, man's immortality depends upon that of God good and follows as a necessary consequence of the immortality of good. That somebody somewhere must have known the deceased person, supposed to be the communicator, is evident, and it is as easy to read distant thoughts as near. We think of an absent friend as easily as we do of one present. It is no more difficult to read the absent mind than it is to read the present. Chaucer wrote centuries ago, yet we still read his thought in his verse. What is classic study but discernment of the minds of Homer and Virgil, of whose personal existence we may be in doubt? If spiritual life has been won by the departed, they cannot return to material existence because different states of consciousness are involved. And one person cannot exist in two different states of consciousness at the same time. In sleep, we do not communicate with the dreamer by our side, despite his physical proximity, because both of us are either unconscious or are wandering in our dreams through different mazes of consciousness. In like manner, it would follow, even if our departed friends were near us, and were in as conscious a state of existence as before the change we call death, that their state of consciousness must be different from ours. We are not in their state, nor are they in the mental realm in which we dwell. Communion between them and ourselves would be prevented by this difference. The mental states are so unlike that intercommunion is as impossible as it would be between a mole and a human being. Different dreams and different awakenings betoken a differing consciousness. When wandering in Australia, do we look for help to the Eskimo in their snow huts?